me today over in the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter. Isaiah 40th chapter. And when you get it, can you say amen? So before we get into this, let me say something to you. I'm gonna talk to some of the older and I'm gonna talk to the young people and I'm gonna talk to the older people. With the young people, you are at the age you are right now. And the older folks, you are at the age you are right now. You ain't gonna stay that age if you keep living. You're not gonna stay that age if you keep living. Some of you know yourself the way you are now, and let me tell you something. Some of you, hopefully everybody, will adapt to who you're gonna be 20, 25, and 30 years from now. Some people don't adapt to that because you ain't going to be the same. Hello? You'll have the same name, but your body going to change. Hair going to change. Hello? Why are you just laughing? You're not going to stay where you are. Okay, you women with their hair full of hair. Let me tell you, some of your hair going thin on you. Amen. Amen. So, amen. Listen, especially young people. You are not going to stay where you are. Grade you in, you're not going to stay there forever. You see, you don't stay in your same grace. You keep moving. You keep moving. Life keep going on, and you keep moving. Girls, you're not going to stay girls long. You're going to become young ladies, women. Some going to become wives, children, young boys. You're going to become young men. Old men, even you're going to become senior citizens. Hello? You run fast, pretty fast now, huh? Hey, run. You probably could run pretty fast, huh? Enjoy. Here come. You keep living. You ain't gonna have the same speed. These are facts. Let me tell you something. The time in your life to get a relationship going on with God is right now. While you're young. Because us older folks now, we trying to put in OT. Amen. And we didn't know him. Yes, we are. Some of them. We don't realize that what we're doing. Some of you, let me tell you something. Right now, it's the best time for you to build a relationship. Where you are now with the peer pressure and with the circumstances and the situation that you're surrounded by, it prevents you. It stops you. It makes you have a hesitation about serving God. You got reasons why you don't want to serve God. You got reason why you don't want nobody to know that you know the Lord. You got reason why you don't want nobody to know you go to church. But let me tell you something. The reasons are wrong. Those reasons are wrong. Because you know what? Some of the same people you don't want to know is the same people that need. Because they know some, you know something about God. You know something, something. You know, might not know a whole lot, but you know something that that particular person might not know. And the very thing that you say to them can be the very thing that can help them or that can even save their life. David said, teach us to number our days. He talked about in his youth. So that he can, so that we can apply wisdom. Now is the best time for you to know, to get a relationship going on with God while you are young. Older and set in their ways, it's hard with these folks many times to even change. But say, mother, I ain't got but one amen. Hallelujah. Mother Stewart say amen. Praise God. So amen, listen. While you're young, I was listening at a young lady the other day. I was listening to her testimony of when she got saved, when she came to know the Lord. This young lady, she said she got saved when she was 14 years old. When she was 14 years old, she was having Bible study with her classmates, with a few of the classmates. She started having Bible study. And she was preaching in the school. She was representing Jesus in the schoolhouse. I wasn't around, but I really believe that about her because she's a pastor today. She's a pastor today at 14, telling people about Jesus. You see, let me tell you something. When Jesus went on the cross of Calvary, Jesus had you in mind. He was not ashamed to go and die for you. He was not ashamed for them to beat him, spit on him, crucified. He was not ashamed to be nailed to an old cross. He was not ashamed. He was not ashamed because of the love that he had for us. He was not ashamed. He was not saying, no, But Jesus was, I'll go for Kwame. I'll go for Robert. I'll go on this thing. Okay. I'll go. He was not ashamed. And it doesn't matter about anybody who does not want to acknowledge that Jesus went on the cross for them. He did it. He did it. And he was not ashamed. So let me tell you something. Religious people will look at what Jesus did and look and say and look at the people that crucified him. They'll look at the Jews that crucified him and they'll say, oh, that was so sad. Let me tell you something. When you go out and do the things that's against the will, are no better than those that crucified him. Because died for you, but this is the way we show our appreciation. We go and do what we think we're big enough to do. The sad thing about it is, you know, it really is sad. The sad thing is how we show our appreciation to him. What I want you to see is this. Yes, Jesus died for you, and he died for me. But he's not going to do that again. He did that once, and he's not doing that again. God loves us, but God's word is in place. The word is settled. Even though people mess around and go to hell, and God understands something about God. God do not want that. But he can't change it either. Because the word of God is settled. It can't nothing be, that can't be changed. The wages of sin is what? While we're here on the earth, you know what? We're working. Working. Once we get ready to leave, we get paid. The big pay. We get paid. As long as you're on the earth, you working. What are your work? May your work speak for you. What kind of work are you doing? Are your work of God? Are you doing work of darkness? The enemy, and the enemy, all the enemy don't tell some of these. Follow your mind. My mind, you follow your mind. You follow your mind, you follow what something the enemy speak to you. There's some people got messed up following the devil's mess, and there are some people got messed up following their own mind. Whatever work you done, listen. I'm going to be mud after this message. Let me tell you something. Do you know? God can't change it. We need to understand that. Don't be religious. God cannot change his word. The Bible says heaven and earth will pass away before his word fail. And you hear me talk about the natural law. It's the natural law of electric. I'm going to do what? I can get electrocuted. That's a natural law. That law don't care nothing about you retarded. Don't discriminate because you black, because you Cuban, because you Haitian. Does not discriminate of your culture. Just put your hand in there and it's live. That law ain't finna change for you. It could be the president of USA, Bush. Let him put his hand in there. Nothing about your position. Oh, you got a doctorate? Honey, your paper gonna get left behind because your butt get less, mess around and get electrocuted. And it's the same way with the word of God. God's word is the law. It is principle. It can't be changed. And if he said the wages of sin is death, you know, let me tell you, help me, Holy Ghost, help me. Better get me quick. I'm serious. You know what, it is so sad because I'm telling you, people think because they do, you know, they do little things. I got to preach this. Because they do certain things, it's going to be your ticket. Listen, sweetheart, let me tell you something. I'm going to lay up and have sex. Oh, help me up in here. I'm going to do what married folks do. Get you a ring. Oh, get up off of me. Get you a ring on your finger. But I say, I'm dealing with all kind of mess right now. I'm dealing with all kind of situations right now. See, what you don't know can mess around and get you killed. Okay, talk about what you don't know won't hurt. No, what you don't know can mess around and get you messed up. Because let me tell you something. Folks think, you know, they jump up and holler back because they had these children out of wedlock. Get up off. Because they jump up and have these children out of wedlock. My children ain't no mistake. No, it's no mistake. It ain't no mistake because God don't make no mistake. But, baby, there are consequences behind that mess. You might not face that stuff today. Listen, if you don't want to know the truth, you better go hang up under a false prophet so they can lie to you. But it's consequences behind that stuff. And sometimes you don't get it right there on the spot. Wait till they get grown. Then it all starts showing up. God has a law in place. Now, some stuff people did, and they did in ignorance, they didn't know. Ask God to have mercy, but God's law is in place. I can't lie to you. Don't, no, I'm held accountable for that. Yes, it is. I can't lie to you. Trust me. I'd rather you be angry and mad as all outdoors with me than God. Amen. And see these children out on them when you tell. I walk through the park. God is my witness. I do my little walking, and I walk through the park sometime during the daytime. And I see these young girls on the park. Know they're supposed to be. Got some little Negro walking with them on the park. And on the park, and supposed to be sitting up in they all hug up and kissing and all that. And I go to praying right then and there. I say, because, Lord, they don't know the devil trying to set. You don't know, sweetheart, the enemy will set you up. Listen, you, baby, and will not marry you and tell you it ain't his. And I'm telling you, these children, I'm telling you right now, if you don't have a husband, you don't have a wife, and you shacking, let me tell you something. Don't say a doggone thing when the day comes when your child turn around and do the same thing. And now all of a sudden you want to preach. No, baby, there's a law in place. All reaping and sowing. I got to be an example for my house. Say something. I can look at that, listen, at my children, and I see something that they're doing, and I can question them. Y'all excuse my French, but when in the hell have you seen that go on in my house? When you seen your mama do that? When you seen me do it? I don't care what you see in your uncle and your aunt did. They ain't your doggone example. They didn't take care of you. Don't hand me that. I was sharing with somebody. I said, let me tell you something. When I got my two, I tell you no lie. I did just like, what's her name? Hannah. I did like Hannah. I don't need to go into that, but I really did. I did like Hannah. I said, if you give them to me, I'll bring them up in the ways of God. Amen. And I don't hesitate. But Lord. People, we are living in some ugly times. You all look and y'all, just like y'all think that's a little kicky, funny. But let me tell you something. You don't know the devil will set you up. You know, it's some folks sticking their Peter inside somebody, don't even know they busted with AIDS. Oh, help me up in here. Help me up in here. Up in here. All the devil show you is you just want to get off. You just want a good feeling. Come on, you want a nut, huh? But let me tell you something. I'm telling you, it is serious. And so many of these, I'm telling you, I'm dealing with right now. Right now, the young men can't even, after they get up and get some sense, they can't even have a happy family life because they got to take care of all these children. I can't have what I desire to have because I can't take care of them. That stuff is real. The word of God is real. What you put out, it comes back. And you have to watch that. And some of you younger, you done heard me preach that over and over. Don't sit and listen at these Negroes that will sit there and tell you, oh, I love you. Daddies, you need to start telling these daughters how beautiful they are. You need to start talking to them. Because that's what a lot of the young boys think. But they ain't thinking with the brain. They're thinking with their Peter. And you don't know who got what. You don't know who got what. And some of them so quick. And some of them quick to think, you know, I'm going to use, now I ain't even come here with, that ain't wasn't my message. And some of you got your little condom stuck in your little wallets. Mm-hmm. They giggling. Mm-hmm. Got your little condom in your little wallet. Like that's supposed to be your protection. Don't let the devil set you up. That's man-made rubber. Let me tell you something. This is serious. All it takes is a few minutes of pleasure to put a death sentence on you, a slow death sentence. A slow death sentence. Let me tell you something. That's the reason why we got this war in the Middle East right now. Because of Abraham and Sarah. I ain't putting it all on Sarah. Because Abraham had to use what he used to get. And we don't understand that. See, a lot of the church is not going to teach you that. They'll let you go on. You can do, long as you pay your tithes. Long as you, oh God, don't help me. Jermaine know what I'm talking about. Know of a situation right now. This young man don't have it in his heart to want to be saved. We both minister to him. He don't want to be saved or anything like that because he's saying right now he's not ready for that. And he, one thing about it, he ain't going to play with God. But he turned around and he was saying, he looking at the difference that in me and Jermaine's life and looking at the life of somebody else that going to church and want to minister to him, but yet he want to get all drunk up, drug and drunk up, and sitting on the deacon boat. Am I lying? You know what I'm talking about. But it's serious. It is so serious. Sweetheart, you could check that. You could check the Miami Times out. See it, they got tyranny now. Let me tell you something. When I worked at Jackson, I would be at nursing and whatnot. I worked on East Tower 5. And let me tell you something. I watched AIDS children. I didn't like it, but watch eight children, teenagers and whatnot, just die. You go in there that day and be with them that day and whatnot. Sometimes you would come back tomorrow thinking you gonna still see them and whatnot, and they gone. I watch innocent wives. Innocent, had nice careers. I watched them as they husband who was out tipping, messing around, and see them brought that mess back to their wife, and vice versa. Had sex, got a baby, baby wind up with it. Baby ain't did nothing. The wages of sin is death. And let me tell you something. You can say what you want, but let me tell you something. God knows we're going to be without excuses. There's a lot of people you can believe is sitting back right now and saying, you know, and trying to figure things out. Wonder why. Why me? Let me tell you something. God always give us a way of escape. And I don't know why the Spirit of God going this route this morning, but it's a reason. I don't question him. Because let me tell you something. God, those that wait on the Lord. I can remember, and y'all don't heard me say this before. I remember when I got saved. I had to wait 5 years before I would even get involved with sex and devoted my life to God. It's a blessing in waiting on the Lord. Amen. And that's where we're going to go today with this word. Amen. The Lord took us in a different route, but amen. But God don't make no mistake. God don't make no mistake. He don't make no mistake. You can say what you want, but I'm going to tell you something. AIDS is real out there. Amen. Some of y'all ain't stupid. You know AIDS is real. Some of you had relatives. It's real. Amen. I had relatives that was hit by that. Yes, hello. Had relatives. That's so it is real. It is real. You can sit back and act silly if you want, but it's real. And don't think it can't knock at your door. If you're doing those things that can cause it to knock at your door, don't play, don't get stupid. One night of pleasure. Some of y'all know the story about the man that used to go do it with these prostitutes. She laid up with the man that night in the hotel, got her lipstick while he was asleep, wrote on the mirror, "Welcome to the world of AIDS." Left him sleep. When he woke up, that's what he saw in the mirror. She gone. You got some people, let me tell you something, they mad as hell because they got it because somebody gave it to them. And now what they trying to do, they'll try to give it to anybody that they can give it to. It don't tell you nothing. I know what I'm talking about. I've dealt over and over with some people. And one Lord have mercy, Jesus. One girl, I'm telling you, this girl, before she left here, you better believe she gave it to a lot of people. Hello? So listen, ain't nobody got to shoot you with no 38. Enough of that. Isaiah 40:28. And we wanted, the day we're going to be talking about real briefly is waiting on the Lord. Amen. Waiting on the Lord. If Evangelist Matthew's here. Okay. 28. Les, could you read 28? Starting at 28. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? Uh-huh. Let me tell you something. What you don't know. Don't you know that's what a lot of people say? I didn't know. A lot of people know a lot of people that's sitting behind prison, if they had known they was going to get the amount of years that they got, they wouldn't have did what they did. Hast thou not known? Uh-huh. And if you didn't know, did you not hear? Uh-huh. That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, listen, don't you know, haven't you heard, that the eternal God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, don't what? Don't you know, have you not heard that he don't faint? Listen, understand something about God. God is not doing what he's doing. As I see, some of y'all dozing off in the seat. I see the enemy trying to push you, knock you out. Okay. But listen at this. Don't you know God don't do that? God don't doze off. God don't even get tired. God don't have fainting spells. Have you not heard that God don't get tired? Look at your neighbor and say, he don't get tired. When I took time out to check this word, listen at what the word faint. Faint has some definitions to it. One of them is weak. God don't get weak. Whatever his words say, you better believe he got the strength to perform it. God don't get weak. Look at your neighbor and say, God don't get weak. God don't get dim and faintish. He don't get dizzy. That's another definition of a faint. Dizzy. God don't get dizzy. Anybody ever in here ever been dizzy? You know, spiritually, so a lot of folks are dizzy. It's like they're going round and round in circles. But God don't get dizzy. God don't faint. If you notice a person, when they faint, I tell you what, listen. Anybody in here ever fainted? Put your hand up. I did myself one time in my life. Okay. I'm going to faint people. The ones that fainted before, keep your hands up. I want to ask you a question. When you fainted, did you know what was going on?
Ooh.
Did you know what was going on when you fainted? Did you know? A fainted person is unconscious, so they don't know what's going on. But I got news for you. God don't get unconscious, you know, and say, what happened? God, have you not heard? God ain't nothing unconscious about God, you know. So listen, letting you know, listen, when your mind try to tell you don't nobody see you, when you slipping and doing what you're doing, God ain't unconscious. When you go putting it where you ain't got no business putting it, God ain't unconscious. When you start sitting there and holler, ooh, ouch, and ooh, and all, God ain't unconscious. How can you lay there with your nasty self and knowing the Almighty God, the Creator that gave you what you got, how can you do it? I know when I got saved and I found out that I read the scripture where God don't sleep, neither do he slumber. Brother Edward, I ain't going to tell you no lie. When I was in the bathroom, I said, ooh, Lord, he's looking at me. I closed the door, and he's still looking at me. And I would try to hurry up and get my bathroom with him, because I said, you can put my clothes on. And then when I thought about when you put your clothes on, he still see being clean through your clothes. God, and that limit, I've moved on that thing. I said, you know, I was spiritually aware that wherever I went, he saw me. Listen. Many times people stealing and doing all kind of ungodly stuff. God don't say, well, I'm going to turn my head. God see you. God sees all. Know all. Come on, let's be real. God help me. Listen, hast thou not known? Isaiah asked him, listen, what's the matter? Did you not know? Have you not heard? What didn't you know? Listen, did you not know the scriptures? Had you not heard his voice? That the everlasting, you know, God tell me, he don't go unconscious. He's everlasting. And let's take it a step further. Creator, we some bad folks. We tell God what we want to do. You know that, we better count our blessings, name them one by one, and when you finish counting them, do it again. And start thanking God. Thanking God for his mercy and his goodness. Because let me tell you something. The Bible said that the devil is accuser of the brethren. And that's the way the enemy, that is the reason why you see some people get wiped out. The reason why some people get wiped out, because the devil know what we doing. And he know it's ungodly. So he figure he has a right to us. When we walk contrary, the devil has a right to you. When you choose to obey Satan, the devil has a right to you. right. God is not obligated to cover you. Choose ye this day who you shall serve. You can't serve two masters. You're either going to love one or you're going to hate the other. You can't love the both. That go for Maddie Burks if she was living. That go for my mama. That go for George Burks if he was around. That go for my wife. That goes for my children. You gotta choose who you're gonna serve. It's either God. See, we living in times where you got church, you got leaders who gonna bust hell wide open. Yes, God got a place for leaders. They gonna bust hell wide open for not speaking the truth. You looking at mega ministries, let me tell you something. All they want is your mega money. They ain't gonna tell you about your mega sins. But baby, let me tell you something. I'd rather have this place cleared out with hypocrites than to have this place packed with a bunch of hypocrites on our way to hell. The devil is a liar. I got to answer to God. If I ain't in line, baby, let me tell you something. I got to give an account for all mess. Hello. That's what I keep hearing ringing. Has thou not known? You know, if some folks know some stuff, they walk around like they're retarded. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Let me tell you something. You hear the gospel up in here every time you're in here. You cut it on if you cut it on at home. You walk around with it. It's written on the walls. It's in places where you don't even expect for it to be. You look and there it is. It's walking. People walking up and they don't even know you and they giving you what thus the Lord, say the Lord. Has thou not known? Have thou not heard? Read. The creator of the ends of the earth. Neither is weary. Neither, I want to let you know, God ain't tired. That's what weary is, to become tired. God ain't bored. God ain't tired. Neither is he bored. Read. He don't faint, he ain't weary. God don't faint, he ain't weary. Look at your neighbor and say, God don't faint. And he definitely ain't weary. There is no searching. Some people try to search out God to understand his understanding. Trust me, don't do that. Because you will never understand him. Right when you think you understand God, let me tell you something. Every time I look around and build a relationship with God, and those that's building relationship know what I'm talking about, you learn something new about him. You think you got him down pat. And bam! Some people still stuck with what little they know. They ain't, and let me tell you something. And because they know the little they know, amen, praise God. Let's take a look at something. In a natural relationship, if you just know a little bit about the person that you living with, You could be in the dark about a whole lot of stuff that can mess you up. Because you can be in a relationship with the man. You can be in relationship with that man. And looking at him, and that's all you know is all I know is his man. And you don't even know what all he involved in. It's more to God. When you, the stuff that you know about God, the things that you know about God, guess what? Is more to him. And guess what? When you learn that what you know, it's more to him. And it's more to him. Read. He giveth power. He giveth power. He giveth strength. Listen. Now this will happen. Listen. Even the youth shall what?
Even the youth shall faint
and be weary. And the young men, you're going to find folks that fall, faint and weary. That's who I'm talking to today. People that don't mind waiting. People that don't mind waiting on the Lord. Yes, I desire this, but because I love God, I'm going to wait on him. I don't have to be weary in my wait. And see, that's what's happening to some people. Amen. Some people, amen, praise the Lord. They becoming weary. If some people started out and saying, well, I'm going to hold on and hold on in their relationship with God, but became weary. Became tired. Okay. Read. But they that wait. They that remain until what they ask in God for, what they believe in God for, shall occur. They that remain, they that wait on the Lord. Shall renew their strength. Anybody willing to wait on God? Amen. Let me tell you something. When you wait on God, God give you the strength you need. Amen. You might desire to do it this, that, or the other. You might be faced with all kind of problems and situations, see, that you got your own self into. But I got news for you. All things are still possible with God. Amen. God will take your mess. Let me tell you something. Don't get caught up on. And stuck in the rut of where you are now, because God can bring about a change in your life, but you got to be willing to wait on God. So many people been waiting on somebody, another human. You got to wait on God. They that wait on the Lord, they that will serve God, that waiting don't mean
I'm just sit right here.
That wait don't mean, no. Wait means to serve those that will serve God. Amen. A waiter come to your table to wait on you, to serve you. A waitress come to your table to wait on you, to serve you. At your request, they, amen, came to serve you. Amen. Hello, you got to be willing to serve God until your change come. Hello, some folks, amen, praise God, don't want to wait on God. But you got to be willing to wait on God. You got to be willing to serve God. You can't sit like a knot on a log, amen, praise God, and say, no, amen, praise God. I'm just going to, No. You in the midst of your waiting on God. You got to be willing to serve. You got to be willing, glory be to God. Amen. Praise God. To pick up the Bible. Amen. And read it. You got to be willing to, amen, not only read the word of God. You got to be willing to get the word of God on the inside. You got to be willing to serve him. Meaning what? That meaning you are willing to, amen, meditate on his word. Day and night, to be like that tree that is planted by the rivers of water. You got to be willing to serve God. Amen. Praise God. Of whatever your hands find to do in the midst of your waiting on him. You got to be willing. Glory be to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. To still serve. Amen. If you're preaching. Amen. You got to be willing. Amen. To keep on preaching. Amen. Praise God. When it looked like all, amen, hell unbroke loose. When it looked like everything against you. You got to still be willing to serve God. Amen. Preach anyhow. Amen. Praise God. You got to be willing. Glory be to God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. To serve God. To wait on God. Amen. In the midst of it all. Amen. You got to be willing to fall still on your knees and pray. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Look like you done prayed till you can't pray no more. Look like you done prayed till you done got hoarse. Amen. You can't hardly talk no more. But you got to be willing to serve God anyhow. You got to be willing to wait on him. Amen. Praise God. Knowing what? That God don't faint. And knowing what? That God don't get weary. That God will not go unconscious. Amen. Praise God. The Bible say, amen. Praise God. That when he pray, he heareth me. Amen. Praise God. And if he heareth me, he shall answer me. Cause what? I'm going to wait on the Lord. Those that wait on the Lord. Praise God. I'm going to mount up. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. With wings as an eagle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to be able to spread my wings. Amen. Praise the Lord. I might be in the lowest valley, but I got news for you. Even in the valley, praise God. God is the God of the valley and God is the God of the mountaintop. Amen. Praise God. You got to be willing to wait on the Lord. Amen. Be of good courage. Amen. He shall strengthen your heart. Amen. Stop waiting for man to strengthen you. You better get strengthened in God. Amen. Get strengthened in the word. Amen. Praise God. Come hell. Come high water. Amen. I'm going to wait on the Lord. I might have to cry, but I'm going to wait on the Lord. God has not failed me. God will not fail me. I'm going to wait on the Lord. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I'm going to wait until my change comes. I'm going to wait on him. Somebody say, I'm going to wait on him. I'm going to wait on him. I'm going to wait on him. Because the change is on the way. You got to understand something. That in the midst of the wait, hallelujah, God is working some things. In the midst of the wait, I'm getting a revelation. In the midst of the wait, glory to God. Amen. I'm being elevated to where he wants to take me. If you wait on him, you got to be willing to wait on him. You can't be in no hurry. You can't be in no hurry. There's some great things that God trying to do for you. You can't be in no hurry. You can't be all microwaved up. You got to be willing to wait on him. To wait on him. To wait on God. To wait on him. I'm going to wait on him. You might be talked about. It's okay. Just wait on him. You might be lied on. Just wait on him. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Encourage yourself. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Encourage yourself and wait on him. You got to wait on him. Serve him. Serve him. Serve him. Hallelujah. Knowing that he shall strengthen my heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you something. When you make up your mind that you're going to wait on God, I'm telling you, glory be to God. If you just got your mind made up, I'm telling you what I know. I'm not telling you what nobody told me. I'm telling you what I know. If you are willing to wait on God, I'm telling you, man will tell you to wait. I'll be there in a little while. And maybe they might not never get there. But if God said, wait on me, if God say wait on me, that means he's going to show up. God ain't going to tell you to wait and he not show up.
God is saying, wait on me. I'm going to meet you at your point. Hallelujah. Because I want you to doubt. I want you to get rid of your strength. Because you would think you're doing it. I want you to get rid of all about you. And wait on me. Wait on me. Wait on me. Be of good courage. I'm going to strengthen. I'm going to strengthen you. You're going to mount up. You're coming up. You're coming up. You coming up. You coming up. Can't no grave hold you down. You coming up. You going to mount up. You going to mount up. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, you going to mount up. 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 Stand to your feet. You going to mount up. 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 You're going to not. The Bible says you ain't going to be weary. One time you got all confused. One time you was all messed up and confused. But you're going to run and you ain't going to be weary. You're going to walk. One time you was doing one of these numbers. Hallelujah. You was doing one of them numbers. But God said you're going to run. God said you're going to run. 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 They that wait. 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 Oh, they that wait upon the Lord, they that wait upon the Lord, they're going to mount up with wings as of eagle. Stay on fire, stay on fire, stay on fire. Don't let the devil put your fire out. Don't let him do it. Stop being weary. Stop it. God say, stop it. Stop, stop it. Don't be weary. Stop the weariness. Stop the weariness. Stop the weariness. God got destiny on your life. Stop the weariness. Stop it. Don't be weary. Don't be weary. You're going to mount up. Just wait on God. Serve him. Serve him. Serve him. Your ministry will flourish in your serving him. In your serving him. In your serving him. In your serving him. You'll be surprised at who's watching your life. Hallelujah. Somebody's watching. Hallelujah. Oh. Don't be weary in your well-doing. You're going to reap the benefits. Don't faint. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. They that wait upon the Lord. They that wait. They that wait. They that wait. Hallelujah. They that wait upon the Lord.
upon the Lord, upon the Lord. Oh, they that wait. Anybody waiting on the Lord? Hallelujah. Looking for a move of God. They that wait upon the Lord, upon the Lord, upon the Lord, upon the Lord. They that wait. They that wait upon the Lord, upon the Lord, upon the Lord. Oh, they that wait. Ha. I'm gonna wait till my change come. They that wait upon the Lord, upon the Lord, upon the Lord. Whoa, they that wait. They that wait upon the Lord. Can I pray for you? Can I pray for you? Just lift your hands toward heaven. Just lift both hands toward be that way. Feel that way. He shall renew the strength. Be that way. I'm not gonna go nowhere. I am going to wait. He's gonna renew my strength. Be that way. Hallelujah. Listen, if you know you need strength today, before we get ready to go into the offering, those that need strength, amen, and I have not, the Spirit have not led me to you, come quickly. Just get in line real quick right there. Anoint Deborah for one, just Deborah. Babe.